So what is it that makes a symphony a symphony? How about a waltz? What makes a waltz a waltz? And the blues. What's taking place that makes us call a song a blues song? Well, there are so many different ways to write a song or a piece of music. There are actually rules for all of those ways. Welcome to Learning to Listen from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Emily Reese. We're going to talk about musical form today. And the reason we call a blues song is because it follows an established pattern. That pattern is called the 12-bar blues. It's actually really helpful to think of these rules more like a blueprint. But we don't call it a blueprint in music, we call it form. So just like a blueprint shows the structure of a building, musical form shows us the structure of a piece of music. So you can then think of composers like interior designers. Composers take a music form and they decorate it. Even pop songs have formulas. You'll hear a verse. I think I'm gonna be sad. Then you'll hear the chorus. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care. Then you might hear another verse. She said that living with me is bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free. Here's the chorus again. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. But she don't care. And this part is called a bridge. I don't know why she's riding so high. Sure thing twice, sure do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye. Sure thing twice, sure do right. So when you hear words like waltz or symphony or sarabande, maybe you've heard the term rondo before, or maybe you've heard of a theme and variations, these are all pieces that have an established structure. Much like in poetry, right, where there are things like sonnets and limericks and haiku and so on. In the coming podcasts, we're going to take a look at different types of musical form. We'll learn what on earth a rondo is. We'll talk about sonata form. And we'll learn the difference between terms like the chaconne and passacaglia. You can actually vote on the subject of our next Learning to Listen topic right on our Facebook page and make suggestions for future episodes. And if you have any questions at all, please feel welcome to email me directly at erees@mpr.org. That's eree@mpr.org. Learning to Listen receives funding from the Legacy Amendment Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.